This action of hers, the giving of all her money, was an act of faith in God that would indirectly help her rely on him more. Her actions showed, in contrast to the scribes, that her treasure was not found in earthly possessions, but in her faith in God. Now, in our own day, by now, we know we too, of course, are called to put our faith in Christ above that of our earthly possessions, right? We hear about this all the time. Though, in reality, that obviously is much simpler said than done. And frankly, what does that even mean in our normal day-to-day lives? Are we supposed to renounce all that we have, like the widow did? I mean, the short answer is no, not necessarily. Right? Not all of us are called to radical poverty. Yet, we are all called to have a radical faith in our Lord, like the widow.